here we go.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast.
Yeah.
Where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself.
Mostly
Stretch
food.
Roberts.
Yeah.
So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon. Here is your host, Stretch.
That would be me, the Stretch Aubrey. What is happening? Happy Monday. It is a brand new show, brand new week. Gotta be hard. My first time in 3 weeks of I'm gonna have to do a 5 day week. Oh boy, and I had more manual labor to do over the weekend. I am really looking forward to this coming weekend because I'm not going to be building fences at my in-laws' house for the first time in 2 weeks. And I'm going to be watching football and relaxing because I did that today, Sunday, but I did not do that on Saturday. Saturday was back out working on it. The problem is the dogs jumped the new fence I built, so I had to put not chicken wire, but a really heavy-duty gauged wire fencing on top of it and strap it to it and bolt that in and all the way around. I did about 50-something feet of that in 8-foot sections. And that was hot in the sun, and it's still hot. Even though I am noticing, if you guys here in Southern California, you can feel fall coming in the night air. Finally, it's hot as balls all day, and then all of a sudden in the middle of the night, it'd be like, oh, it's a little chilly in here with all my fans on, my 9 fans blowing on my head. Now I'm going to go put a blanket on. So that I'm just noticing that. I always knew that as a kid. We would go, even when I was little, like my brother was older and he played football, so we'd go watch football at night. And when you would go to the high school football games at night, it would be hot as hell during the day. But at night in September, and school didn't start then until right after Labor Day, and on Friday nights, going to the football game, it would be a little chilly. You'd always have to wear like a sweatshirt or something, or it would start to get cold. And I'm feeling that coming on right now. Not that I get cold ever because I am large and fat. And so is my dog, my icy, icy dog. I have a problem, by the way, in the new house. Not the new house, but the soon, I can't even say soon to be, the eventual new house. I went over there, and they had built the wall around it last week, and they got it done. And it's a big-ass concrete wall because you can't have wood anymore. The city won't let you. And when I got there, there's a spot where there were stairs that used to go down to the lower yard, and now the stairs, they ripped out half of them, and the rest end right into the wall. Problem is, I stood on the steps, and the wall, which is like 8 feet high, because of the angle of the hill, is up to my waist. And I have 2 asshole dogs who are really aggressive. If they see a dog down below at the bottom of the hill, they're going over that wall. Doom, and then they're going right out onto Sunset Boulevard, and then they're dead. So I have to call the contractor and be like, yeah, we got to fix that or find a way to make that wall higher. I already figured out a way myself, but and that would be just to put wood fence post on the inside of the wall and then add another 3.5-4 feet of corrugated metal inside the wall, so it's not actually part of the wall. But I don't know if I can even have those fence posts down there. Like, I'm not sure what the rules are and if we'll pass inspection or not if I put it in, and then we're gonna have problems. So that's where we are. I have bad news for you too. If you sit, I don't want to get into that one yet. Let's first talk about this, which is interesting. Do you ever notice when you go to the gym, it's like hyper competitive? I was just talking to my son. My son he's not fat, but he's a big, big kid too, a little taller than me, and well over 200 pounds, about 220 pounds. And he has the same problems I do of little dudes wanting to like challenge you. And you're like, dude, I'm just at the gym. I'm just trying to work out. And they'll like size you up and then see what you're doing and do more. And I imagine women have that too. It's a competitive thing that guys have with one another. And if you're a big dude, you get it from especially little dudes. Sorry if you're a little dude, but little dudes are dicks. And little short people have no reason to live. It's an old song from the 70s. Look it up. I think Randy Newman sang it. But anyway, that is a problem, and they're saying now, because of the hyper-competitive fitness culture, that Gen Z, which are those kids that have destroyed everything, they don't like that. They don't want the fitness thing. And let's face it, Gen Z men are a bunch of gigantic vaginas, pardon my French, but they really, really are. They're not manly. They're not alpha male at all. The women are way more badass than the men. The men are a bunch of little vagines. And they're saying that they don't want the hyper-competitiveness. Like, they don't want a lot of them. And what's making a comeback is jazzercise. Because it's not competitive. It's just a class. You just sit in there and you do your jazzercise. Ooh, jazz hands! Which points to the point, if dudes are doing that, they're fruity. Just saying. Call it out like it is. You're doing jazzercise. You either lost a bet that the mean spiral lady made you make, or you are a little fruity. A little fruity. Just saying. Oh my God, I'm drinking the coldest ice water ever, and it is so cold it hurts my chest, and I love it. I have a pitcher of ice water that stays in my fridge, and I keep my fridge cranked up, and then I have it iced down on top of that. It is like frosty and awesome. All right, let's go back to my other stories. I have one that I thought was absolutely freaking amazing. Oh, by the way, the MTV Awards were last night. I flipped through the channel and saw that they were on, the VMAs, which would be the MTV Awards, and I was like, oh, okay, click. I would think I wouldn't know anyone there. Now I'm looking at the pictures of it. Mariah Carey was there, and Lady Gaga won an award. So there are people that I'm familiar with. Figured it'd just be a bunch of stuff that I'm like, what in the F is that? But Mariah's getting old too. She had a big fake bit on stage that didn't go well that they were talking about. And I know about that from reading it because I had no interest in seeing the VMAs. None whatsoever. Here's a fun one. A daily Diet Coke can make your brain age more quickly, according to a new study. I've heard over and over and over, even though I still drink diet soda, that diet soda is really bad for you. Granted, regular soda is really bad for you, and it's loaded with freaking sugar, and that sugar will make you fat. And if you got diabetes, it's real. I mean, it's got a ton of sugar in it, but the diet may be even worse. It might be worse in a different way, but it's worse. And they say the people that at the highest risk were young adults. If you're under 60 and you have diabetes and you drink a Diet Coke every day, they say you lose about 1.6 years in extra brain aging with a 62% faster decline. This study was done in Brazil, which I don't think is a correct statement, because if this is true, Jamie White would have a Coca-Cola lobotomy. I'm not kidding. Jamie, when we were doing Jamie Jack and Stinch back in the day on Star, Jamie would come in the door. She would walk in the door a hot mess every day because she was always running late. And she would come in the door with her, what we called the bag of show, which literally was this giant bag of notes she had scribbled on cocktail napkins and folders and things that she had saved from articles and old show prep where she wanted to talk about this later. And she had the bag of show and a 12-pack of Coca-Cola unrefrigerated. And she would start drinking those Cokes. And by the time we were done, she would be through. She could get through a 12-pack of Diet Coke in a 4-hour radio show. Like, that wasn't uncommon. So if that ages your brain, I strongly disagree, because Jamie's been doing that for about 20-something years. Unless she's not doing it anymore. Maybe she's not. I haven't talked to Jamie in a while. I will. Whenever I talk to Jamie, it's usually like an email or a text or something just quick. Like, hey, blah, blah, blah. I ask a question or what's up? Or what happened to so-and-so? and that's about it. But I haven't touched base with her lately. I don't know if she's still putting the diet soda down, because that would be really bad. That's so bad for you. So bad for you. I can't tell you how bad diet soda is for you. And they've thought it causes cancer, all kinds of crap. Here we go. Modern day divorced couples still living together. What's the point? The whole joy of divorce is to get away from your ex. Yeah. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That would be like a court order. All right, we're going to grant your divorce, but you have to live together for 10 years. It'd be like on alimony. You got to pay alimony for 7 years, but you have to live together for the next 10. And how would you like trying to date someone when you're living with your ex? That would be a deal breaker. Meet someone, you're like, oh, they're hot, I went out with them, and then we couldn't go back to their place because, well, they live with their ex-wife or ex-husband still. Yep, nope. Done. Kiboshed. No one's taking that crap. Oh, will your relationship survive September? My relationship won't survive Tuesday. By the way, don't forget, I'm going to say it again, the weird dreams all point to this coming Saturday, September 13th. Hopefully we come back on the Monday show. So the 13th is Saturday. On the 15th, I come back with a Monday show 1 week from today and say, hey, nothing happened. I'm good. But I also have a feeling, besides the dirty bomb dream, I had the separate dream that just had that date, 9/13. It could be something going on in my family. Like, I could find out, oh, so-and-so, like, something happened to so-and-so, or they went and had it. It may not involve the whole world, but it's just a gut that I had attached to it. So I'm listening to it because I am the most accurate radio psychic in the world. I just can't participate anymore because I am also very, very, very Catholic. Did you know that's bad? Did you know psychics, according to the church, psychics are about like playing with a Ouija board? Also a good way to invite demons and possession into your life and bad things into your life. So consulting a psychic or doing tarot cards, and I have friends who are psychics. I used to hang out with psychics all the time from the old radio show. I love Gary Spivey. And Gary Spivey's a very gifted medium. Like, I believe in mediums. I don't believe that that's a scam. There are people out there that are legit, and I think Gary's one of those dudes. But I also know, I don't know anything, but I think that stuff is partial. Like, I'm dorked out right now, and there's a few podcasts that I've been listening to, and they got conspiracy theory, weird stuff. And one of them was about CIA remote viewing, which is basically psychic viewing. So they would write either coordinates down, latitude and longitude, and put them in an envelope or hand them to them and say, hey, what do you see here? And then they would say, oh, there's an airplane in there and it's this big and blah, blah, blah. And they would say the best ones were right 20% of the time. So that means they were wrong 80% of the time. That's worse than baseball. Baseball is the only sport where 300 is insanely successful, which means you hit the ball 3 out of 10 times. That's not a good average. 30%. They call it 300, so it doesn't sound like 30%. Because you're not even hitting. If you hit the ball half the time, you're batting 500, you would be the most phenomenal superstar in baseball. And, you know, 400, 4 out of 10 is really, really damn good. So, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. And then I have these dreams, so here I am trying to stay away from all that stuff. Don't have my tarot cards anymore, but I don't have anything because it all burned up in the fire. But I burned those before in my fireplace before the house even burned. Maybe that's what burned my house down. Who knows? Oh, my God. All right, I have bad news for you. Do you sit on the crapper and scroll on your phone? Raise your hand. Ew, your phone has poo-poo on it. No, that's not what the story is. It says, for whatever reason, people that scroll on the toilet with their cell phone have a much increased risk of hemorrhoids. So I don't know if you're looking at the phone and you're uptight and you're trying to rush one out and trying to push in the bush, But there you go. Badow. Give yourself some hemorrhoids. Got some Preparation H in your future. Preparation H. Ooh. By the way, God, football was great. I watched so much football today. I went to church, and then I got home. My game was halfway over. My team is going to be losers again this year. But, God, I love football. I watch so much football. And then my wife's very good friend has a son that's playing at USC this year. He transferred as a senior. Kid scored 3 touchdowns so far in 2 games. He's on freaking fire. Kid is freaking great. He's a running back at USC this year, and he's really good. Really, really good. So that's been fun. I hate USC with a passion, but, like, you know, these are cool people. They're friends, and then it's their kid, so it's like you can't not root for that. And anyone that plays any sport at that level, at that D1 level, good on you, man. Good on you. Impressive. And I don't care what sport it is. It's impressive. My freaking wife played D1 sports. I didn't. She did. How is that even possible? She played soccer at UCLA. That seems insane to me. And even my daughter, who played volleyball her entire life, didn't play college. Nope. When she didn't get to go play where she wanted to play, she was like, yeah, nope, I'm not playing. And I'm just going to study, which ended up being great. She graduated with honors and a 4.0. Kid graduated freaking LMU with a 4.0. That's impressive. I wonder whose kid she is. I wonder who her dad is. Not me. 4.0, not in my vocabulary. I hated school with a passion. I was one of those kids that I looked at it like it was punishment. It was a prison. Going to school was the worst thing you could do to me. And it was oppression. And I was literally forced to go by my parents and the law to stay out of juvenile hall. And all I wanted to do was quit and leave and go out and, like, have nothing to do with it. I hated school. Like, hated school. And I'm talking from the time I was a little kid, I hated school. Ah, more water. Delicioso. Working out-wise for myself, got to get a challenge going. It's time for another challenge. Maybe I'll do a challenge that if I fail, I'll have to go get my jazzercise on. I haven't weighed myself either in a couple weeks since I beat the last challenge, and I've been doing all right. I've kind of gone off, though. I've had some crap here in the last couple of weeks. Not going to lie. Here we go. Here's a lady on OnlyFans who says she'll give you $100,000 if you find her a husband. She says she's a very weird person. I'm going to make my son marry that girl. I'm like, marry this kid right here. Marry this kid right here and give me $100,000. And I'm going to tell my son, you little bastard, you owe me this. You know how much I paid for you in child support? I paid 15 years of child support for that kid. 15 years. And you know what's funny? He's in his 30s and I feel like I still pay child support. Yeah, that's what happens when your kid's an actor. Speaking of that, I will give you the exact date coming up, but in the next couple of weeks, he's got a big thing on NBC. He's the guest star on, I think it's called Wonderful Minds. It's an NBC medical series with Zachary Quinto. I think that's the kid that played Spock in the Star Trek movies. He is a doctor and has a show. And my son's, like, got a big part in this show. And that is coming up. So that's why he was in when he was in Canada for a couple of weeks back a month or so ago, maybe longer. He was filming that. So he is got that coming. It's the first episode of the season. It's the season premiere. So he's in that. And he plays an MMA fighter. And we will see how it goes. I would imagine if it's a medical show and you're an MMA fighter, something bad happens in your MMA career with you, I guess. I'm just guessing. I'm not a real psychic, but I play one on the podcast, and I can tell you that my prediction is if you're on a medical show and you are playing like you're an athlete from any type of sport, something bad went happened in your sport and now you're in this hospital setting. Would be my guess. So, anyhow, that is coming up. Very excited for that, though. He said it went really well, and he was excited about the episode. So he does a lot of those where he's the guest star, and it's usually what he does like about it is it was the rare instance of him being the guest star on a show where he's not a bad guy. It's usually Magnum PI, and he's the bad guy of the week, or any of those one-hour police dramas. He's always the bad guy, which is racist. Just shows you Hollywood is racist. All the bad guys are white guys. Oh, big white guy, you're racist. All the bad guys are white guys. Always just letting you know, if you're an actor and you want to work, you're going to be a bad guy if you're white, if you're Caucasian. Because it's racist if you put anyone not white in there, so they just make all the white people bad guys. That's what I would say. My son has played in his acting career 70% of the roles. He's a bad guy. Bad guy, bad boy, what you gonna do? And I would say of the 70% of those roles of being a bad guy, I would say more than half of those, over 50%, he dies. They kill him. They like to kill the big white bad guy. Those racist bastards, that's what they like to do. Hey, Jessica Simpson showed up at the Video Music Awards, and people are like, she looks great. And I'm looking at the picture right now going, that's Jessica Simpson? She's had a lot of work done. That's what I thought. She was a very pretty girl back in the day, but this doesn't look like Jessica Simpson to me. I don't know who that is, and she's got to be 40-something, right? At least. Yeah. Wow. Ashley Biden, Joe Biden's daughter, has split from her husband. Well, the money ran out. The clout ran out. Joe's out of office. They don't have the money anymore. He's like, I'm bouncing, biatch. I'm out of here. Oh, boy. I saw something on a video the other day, which it's a gross video. But I have to tell you what it was because I'd never heard this saying before. Maybe you have. It was a guy, and he's walking late at night down a road somewhere like middle of nowhere. And he walks up on this pile and it looks like a white mound and it's moving. This big white mound and every bit of it's moving a million different directions. And you realize it's a dead deer on the side of the road and the thing moving is maggots. It is a mountain of maggots. It is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. And the thing that made me laugh is the guy said, hey, I was walking home from work at like 3 o'clock in the morning and I saw this big old pile of disco rice. I've never heard that before. I'm like, it does. It is disco rice. It looks like rice and it's dancing. So I literally laughed out loud. I've never heard saying disco rice before referring to maggots, but now I can't get that out of my head, and when I see it I'm like, disco rice. Let me see, do I have another story to give you guys before I go away? I don't know if I do. I am running out of stuff. Intermittent fasting for seniors, that's a new thing. So if you are, oh, it's weird, so if you're 45 to 50, they want you to take the 16 hours of not eating, 8 hours of eating. If you're 51 to 55, you should do 12 hours of not eating, 12 hours of eating. And then if you're, the older you get, the less, no, I take that back. And then at 56 to 60, it showed you could do 10 hours. And then at the old age, it went back to 12 hours on, 12 hours off. And that's not really that bad, because you're going to sleep. Well, if you're old, you don't sleep. My parents don't sleep anymore. They're at that old age where you're like, why are you up at 3 o'clock in the morning? I can't sleep. I just get up and watch TV. Yeah, I know, because I can hear it 5 doors down. So intermittent fasting. But if you slept 8 hours, a 12-hour fast, you obviously aren't going to eat while you're sleeping. Then it's just 2 hours before you go to bed and 2 hours after you get up before you eat anything would be easy, or 4 hours. I'll do that. Sometimes I will do a little fasting and I literally will not eat until lunchtime, and I'm up at 5:30 every day. So there's that potential. I'm watching football right now. I'm watching the Ravens and the Bills playing, and it is not a great game, but is what it is. I think the Ravens are going to win. I'll be surprised if they don't. But maybe they are. Oh, there was just a turnover. God, look at that. I spoke too soon. Now I got to go back and watch. All right, I'm getting out of here. I hope you guys have a good Monday. I will be back on Friday with a bonus pod. So till then, see ya. Go check my friends out at Spyra.com.